Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Titans over at the facility. So basically what's going on now is meetings and lifting. Is that where we are?
That's right. I mean, you're really limited 4 hours a day on how much guys can be in the building. It's mostly, you know, strength and conditioning and spending time with the strength coach. And then as the off season goes on, you know, you're able to do more and you're able to be on the field. And then it'll all wrap up in June with a mini camp. And then those guys will hit the road and be back for training camp in July. So this is kind of the start of it. And it's good to have guys back. You really feel like, you know, 2019 now, all, the plan is now working toward the season. And then with the schedule coming out tomorrow night, it's going to feel even more like that.
Yeah, you mentioned that, Jimbo. Before we get back into these off-season activity things, schedule set to be released. There's been a couple of things leaked out ahead. You never really know for sure what those are going to look like, but it is fun to kind of imagine what game might go where and what kind of, you know, non-Sunday noon opportunities the Titans might get.
Yeah, and I think after getting a handful last year, including a couple of Monday night games, I mean, I would think the expectation is you're going to be in that same ballpark this year. So I'm always curious to see what the Monday night games are, what the primetime games are, who's the home opener, who's the opener. You know, and it is, you know, it is exciting. I mean, we know who it's different from how it used to be. It used to be you found out your opponents, other than, you know, knowing a handful of them. Now you know who you're going to play. It's just a matter of when. And yeah, I've seen some stuff out there, you know, and I've actually jotted down a couple of them that I've seen just to see who ends up being right. I mean, there was apparently a Brown schedule that got leaked a couple of weeks ago that looks official. And if that's the case, the Titans play at the Browns on, I think, December the 2nd is maybe what it is, or December. It's sometime the first week in December. But again, that could be, that just could be completely made up. And I'm curious to see whether it ends up being right.
So these these possible leaks, do the actual teams know their schedule already, and then the big release is just tomorrow night? I mean, possible leaks coming from the teams possibly, or do they even know yet?
Yeah, the teams don't know. I mean, if there's a leak, and again, I'm skeptical about some of these that I've seen, it's coming from the league office or somebody that's seen it, because the teams find out about it the day of. And okay, Now that it's a made for TV event, I think it's 7 o'clock release on NFL Network. Then I think teams will probably find out sometime mid-afternoon tomorrow. And you're supposed to embargo it and keep it quiet until then. And, you know, and that's kind of the case across the league. I mean, believe me, when I was working at the Tennessean, I was trying to get every little nugget I could. And sometimes I had luck and other times I didn't. But I think across the league, you'll start to see some beat guys get a little bit of information here and there about who the prime time games are, maybe who the openers are, and when that comes out, it's usually coming out because that's when it really starts to hit.
So would you be surprised if the Titans hosted a Monday night football game in 2019, or not surprised?
I don't think I would be surprised, because after having a couple of them last year, both of them on the road, I think their team's probably in a position now where it could should be considered for a Monday night game. So I hope that happens. I mean, it'd be certainly exciting. The Thursday night games are exciting to me. And of course, we got a taste of the Sunday night game in week 17 last year. And, you know, I think it'd be great to get one.
Let's hit on maybe some health of some of the players, kind of a big storyline. We got to hear from some of those guys on Monday. Let's start with Delanie Walker, because he talked about having to be on the bike and how he'd much rather instead be out there running with his teammates instead of sitting on the bike as he's rehabbing that injury. What do you think the timetable, after talking to Delaney and seeing what he's able to do, what do you think the timetable for him to be able to go 100% is right now?
Well, I think you're going to be real cautious with him all the way through. And I talked to Delaney, I guess, a week or so ago when he first returned to Nashville, and the plan then was for him to kind of be on the bike some days, be in the pool some days, be on the field some days, just not overdo it. I mean, this is a guy heading into his 14th season. You don't necessarily have to have him out there from the beginning. And the last thing you want to do is put him back out there too soon. So it's not going to surprise me at all if he's limited, you know, all the way through. I definitely think they're going to watch his reps and watch how much they ask him to do, but I have no doubts that he's going to be ready to go when camp starts, and that's the most important thing.
Jimbo, I was saying this, Jim Wyatt again, our guest from Titans Online. When Marcus did the thing with Amy Wells, with Titans Amy, and we all watched it, and he talked about how relaxed he was, and he'd spent all that extra time in Hawaii. So when I saw him yesterday, we feel like we've sort of know two things about him. One is that he's 5 to 10 pounds heavier, which he kind of confirmed yesterday. And the other is that he seemed relaxed, and he said as much again yesterday. So when I'm looking at him, I'm thinking, he does look relaxed, and he seems heavier. Had I just heard that so much, that's what I thought, or did you see those same things?
Oh, I definitely think he looked thicker. I mean, I think his, you know, upper body did, and some people, you know, say, well, what's the big deal? It's 5 pounds. And he didn't specifically say 5 pounds. I asked him, are you talking 5 to 10 pounds? And he said, yeah, somewhere in that range. So yeah. so he wouldn't say
he didn't give you a lot of info, Jim.
Yeah, and I don't think he was trying to keep it a secret. I just think it's going to be such a fluid situation where his weight's going to fluctuate, because on the surface, you know, putting on 5 pounds, not that big of a deal, but it's part of a bigger plan for him. I mean, he's going to go through this offseason to see what's comfortable for him, how much weight he can put on where he can still operate like he wants to and feels good in the pocket. So it could get into double digits as far as the weight gain goes. Not the first time he's done it. Already in his career, he made a conscious effort to put some weight on, and I don't think he really necessarily liked it. That's why he slimmed back down again. But he wants to be in a position where he feels better. You know, I remember talking on the show, you know, not too long after I talked to Warren Moon. And Warren Moon, at the start of this offseason, when I talked to the Super Bowl, he said, when I asked him what Marcus could do to not only take the next step, but also to be more durable, he said, you know, put on some weight. I mean, not only to help yourself physically, but I think it helps you mentally. I think it gives you a little bit of confidence when you're out there, that you can absorb hits a little bit better, that you can play with a little bit more confidence, and that's what he's doing. You know, where his weight ends up on the scale when the season starts, I mean, I don't even think Marcus knows that himself, but I think it's good that Marcus has realized that he needs to do something to help himself get through a 16-game season, to be able to take the hit, no matter how much. If he puts on 50 pounds, it's still not going to help him. And he's not going to put on 50 pounds. But if you put on a lot of weight, it's still not going to help him. You know, if you've got a 300-pounder falling on the back of your leg, like what happened in Jacksonville, he's still going to have to do some things to keep himself healthy.
NFL draft coming up a week from Thursday. The team ready, you know, from their end, the city ready. It's going to be a massive, massive thing.
Well, the team, you know, certainly I think you get to the point where you have been scouting players and moving guys up and down the draft boards and, you know, doing your homework. I think it gets to the point where you're ready to go. Man, my office is upstairs. And the war room is at the end of the hall, and I can't go in there. I mean, if I tried to go in there, I'd probably get tasered. But I can tell.
Well, wouldn't that be a headline?
I can tell that there's a lot of activity, because I see John Robinson, I see the scouts, I see a lot of activity coming and going throughout the week. I see Mike Vrabel upstairs for his regular meetings with John Robinson. So. They've done the homework. I know they're excited and ready, and there's going to be a press conference next Monday where John Robinson kind of talks about the draft and his expectations going in. But even with all the work you do, you still don't know what's happening. If you're picking at one, that's one thing. When you're picking at 19, you just don't know what other teams are going to do. So a lot of it's going to be going to happen as the draft goes on and you have a better idea of who's there. And as far as the city goes, I mean, it certainly seems like it's taking shape. I'm seeing more billboards. I'm seeing more signage.
Yeah.
One day later in the week, I'm just going to park my car and walk around just to see how it's taking shape. And I've seen a lot of pictures. And I've already started to check the 10-day forecast, so you know it's getting close.
Love it.
What'd you see on there?
Yeah.
Well, about what you see in every 10-day forecast data, scattered showers or scattered thunderstorms, chance of rain. I think you could probably pick a city in the south and have that forecast 10 days out.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah, here's hoping it's something like today. All weekend. Hey, Jim, thank you for the time, man. Got some big stuff coming up, obviously, covering the draft on TitansOnline.com.
Yeah, a lot of stuff draft-related, schedule-related. Ultron Burner's going to be in town tomorrow for a signing a contract and retiring a Titan. So a lot of activity going on as we gear up for a big weekend.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, Jim Wyatt, brought to you by Accurate Mortgage. Whether buying a house or refinancing your mortgage, Accurate's local professionals are here for you. Go to AccurateMTG.com to get started today.